Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A federal appeals court in New York is clearing the way for a bankruptcy deal for opioid maker Purdue Pharma. Under the agreement, members of the Sackler family that owns the company are shielded from future lawsuits. NPR's Brian Mann has the latest.
The Second Circuit Court of Appeals spent more than a year reviewing this case after a lower court ruled it was improper for Purdue Pharma's bankruptcy deal to block future lawsuits against members of the Sackler family, who earned billions of dollars from the sale of OxyContin and other opioids. This latest ruling overturns that decision and clears the way for a deal hashed out with thousands of state and local governments. As part of the bankruptcy settlement, the Sacklers are expected to pay roughly $5 to $6 billion and give up control of Purdue Pharma. Roughly $750 million from that payout will go to individuals across the U.S. who became addicted to OxyContin and also to the families of those who died from overdoses. Brian Mann, NPR News.
Congress is expected to vote on the deal to raise the debt limit this week, and it includes a provision about student loans. If the legislation passes, the current pause on payments and interest will end in late August. NPR's Alyssa Nadworny reports the freeze was always intended to end.
Borrowers haven't had to pay their monthly loan payments or any interest since the beginning of the pandemic. The pause was started and extended under former President Donald Trump, and then extended again under President Biden. But even before Sunday's deal between Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, the Education Department was readying the return to repayment with a plan to end the pause either in that same timeline as the new deal at the end of August, or after the Supreme Court rules on two cases challenging Biden's plan to forgive up to $20,000 of student debt. Those court decisions are expected in June or early July. The Biden-McCarthy debt limit deal now heads to Congress for a vote. Alyssa Nadworny, NPR News.
Four private astronauts are making their way back home after a more than week-long stay at the International Space Station. Brendan Byrne of member station WMFE has an update.
The crew will punch through the atmosphere and splash down off the coast of Florida about 12 hours after undocking from the station. It wraps up the second private mission to the station, chartered by Houston-based company Axiom Space. The mission is commanded by a former NASA astronaut and includes three paying customers, including an American and two Saudi Arabian astronauts.
WMFE's Brendan Byrne reporting. After a lengthy legal fight to avoid prison, the days arrived for the former head of the now-defunct blood testing firm Theranos to report to authorities in Texas. Elizabeth Holmes will begin serving an 11-year sentence in federal prison for fraud and conspiracy. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 128 points to 32,964. This is NPR News. Scientists and tech executives are issuing a new warning about the dangers of artificial intelligence outsmarting humans, including the risk of extinction. In a statement posted online today, the heads of ChatGPT, Google, Microsoft, and the computer scientist known as the godfather of artificial intelligence are among hundreds of technologists and other leaders who have signed the statement. Use of bariatric surgery among teenagers suffering from severe obesity increased during the first 2 years of the coronavirus pandemic. That is according to new data in the Pediatrics Journal of American Medical Association. NPR's Yuka Noguchi has details.
Access and use of bariatric surgery increased in 2020 and 2021 for young people across all races. Historically, insurance coverage and shortage of obesity specialists has limited availability of surgery as an option, especially among young people. Severe pediatric obesity that cannot be addressed by diet and exercise alone is increasing rapidly, especially among Latinos and Blacks. In 2019, the American Association of Pediatrics called for increased access to surgery. Earlier this year, the same association went further, recommending the use of new metabolic drugs for those as young as 12 and surgery for treatment of children as young as 13. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.
This hour, U.S. stocks are mixed. The S&P 500 is up slightly at 4207. The NASDAQ has risen 63 points, or nearly 0.5%. It's at 13,030. And the Dow is down 134 points at 32,958. It's NPR.